Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a special day, Jamie.
Why is it so special, Dewar? What you got over there?
X amount of years ago, you were born and brought onto this great earth. So happy birthday, Jamie!
I appreciate you, good sir. Ooh, appreciate you.
It's now, been... everyone in the chat, birthday, he does accept super chats for the birthday. So don't feel obligated.
Hey,
but
hey, save the super chats because we got something. We got something to announce, Dewar. So
it's
hold your super chats. Big. It's going to go somewhere.
We thought Tirasima was big.
That's right. That's right. We got the unveils here on the Cleaner Cast Keep It Real collab episode.
I will mention,
yeah,
people, you're not having double vision. It's live on
That's right.
Our favorite Rinseless reviewer, and it's live on here.
Yep. And he's coming on right now. Let's get him on. What's up?
Happy birthday to you. How are you, bro?
I am 34 now.
Happy birthday to you. Shout out to Mariah.
34 strong years. Yeah, that got you demonetized recently, huh? Old Mariah.
Yep. My brown skin didn't save me.
Didn't save you. Dang.
That's a weird. 23 was different.
Yeah, so YouTube don't play no more games, huh? You post something like that. They edit it out for you, huh?
34, bro. You are, how old are you doing?
I'll be 34 in a couple months.
Wow, you're twinsies, same height, same age. Look at you.
What? The universe brought us together.
Yep.
To make this podcast and then challenge you and then make you and JB eat hot wings.
We were talking today. We were talking today behind the scenes, and we're like, you know, our good friend Tony Mazzell. We're like, I don't know if that guy's 22 or 43.
He looks like Harry Potter.
Just look up Daniel Radcliffe's age, and then that'll be Tony's age. So
thank you everybody for all the birthday wishes. Greatly appreciate it. Before we get into any further, we got some promo codes to promote. You know, Jamie 10, you can use that ethos. That's gonna be our promo for this collab that we got going on. Wait till you hear what it is. Eddie got a promo code for it as well. What's your promo code, right?
It's KIRKKE. I can't
even speak. Oh Lord.
It's KIR10. I'm trying to dolo because my co-host had to what do you say? I gotta work.
He had to work.
I
gotta work.
Yeah, Joey had to work. So we got half the Keep It Real podcast on today's episode. You know, that's cool though. You know, it is.
Podcast. That's all it is.
You can review both podcasts over on your favorite podcast channel, Apple, Spotify. Where are you at? You on Apple and Spotify?
I did everything.
What did he say yesterday's podcast? You were on Shopify. Says you were on Shopify.
Bro, yeah.
The problem I have
with Stitcher, Spotify.
Yep.
Walmart.com. It's everywhere.
So use that wherever those podcasts. Just try it on every website you go to. No, Jamie 10, KIR10, whatever it is. Yeah, you change the promo code every podcast, it seems like. So, but for this one, it's real special. We're going head to head. And with this little collab deal, we got a product that we'll talk about in just a second. And, I guess we go ahead and talk about the product, lady.
All right, let's talk why we did it, because people are going to be like, Jamie is becoming the new someone else.
Right, did it. Yep.
Let's talk about the why. So number one, I do want to say this because it's super important. Everyone in chat, KIR10, ethos.com. When we show you what we're about to do, make sure you buy. Buy and like Eddie Cologne stuff. All right, KIR10. I don't want my butthole to hurt. Listen, if I eat hot wings, my butt cheeks will hurt.
We're gonna make this a little fun.
You guys have to purchase it like Eddie does. He's still talking to someone. Add to cart. Done. Don't even think about it. Shipping irrelevant. Just do it.
So hear me out, because I think this is important. Me and Jamie were talking because Jamie's never used Ethos in his life, and then I dropped one hot video. Jamie's like, "That's Adams." Jamie asked for forgiveness, right? You remember all this?
Shout out
to
Uncle Adam.
You brought it to the attention that I was like, maybe I've been sleeping on Ethos. You kind of, your pursuit of trying every brand and the pursuit of greatness, you stumbled upon a good one that's been under the radar, I think, for quite some time. We're going to go over that kind of today. And with it, he has a fantastic line of coatings in Ethos. Been blowing me away.
All of it. It's
real good. And so we're going to do a coating collab with Tim Coates here, and Eddie, tell him about what coating we picked.
All right, so there's more story to that. You can't just
drop. Oh, there's more story. Okay, keep going.
Hi, my name is James the Cleaner. We're going to sit right here in this hot, easy day. No, but we're sitting there talking, right? Right, mm-hmm. Jay, Alex, because you're always late to the party, or you're texting your wife right now, or looking at hockey score. I don't know what you're doing, but focus, Alex. Be present.
The NHL playoffs.
All right, see? So you look, this is him. He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah, Pan said what? No, but
yep.
We're really like how Tim is approaching everybody, right? He's super approachable, mm-hmm. easy to work with. I remember one time I interviewed his like glass cleaner, and then he put it 50% off. Like he's mm-hmm. real, he takes it real personal. We're like,
how can we brands we like yeah, working with?
Exactly. We like small brands who are about the business, aren't mm-hmm. about the fluff. And then Jamie's like, you know what we should do? And then he had this idea of one coating that kind of took us both back. That's yeah. easy to use, right? Because if you use his other stuff like Max, it's a little harder, but easy to use.
Not that much harder though. They're
no, they're good. Dude. They're all yeah, good. Yeah, right, good. Dude. They're all good. But we decided to go with
easy peasy. You know, I like to say easy. Everything's easy peasy. You know, it's that's the products I like to bring to my channel. Stuff that the people can use. Anybody on any level, from enthusiasts, DIYer to the pro detailer. So we could easily grab, you know, collab with Graphene Max and been like, this is the best, you know, coating ever. You know. Get it, but we want to pick Easy Peasy because it's, like I said, it's easy for, it's a great price point. Anybody portable, can use it, and you're going to get your money's worth. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that phenomenal. Do you ever pop that picture back up? I ain't done with that picture because this is when I used Easy Peasy.
Mm-hmm.
I put it to the real test here on this Kentworth 18-wheeler. And, yeah, someone messed up the
I'm not touching nothing. Endure. Dude, I don't know what, hockey or, I don't know
how's it?
It's a salt and pepper hat.
But yeah,
all right. So
I coated this whole truck. It rolled up. You know, it ain't fitting in the garage. So
yeah, neither do Silverados.
Yeah, so. I gave it 3 PH wash. Gave it a clay towel treatment. Deconned as much as possible. And I coated. You could coat with this coat, and you can coat half this truck. Then I leveled it all off. Zero problems. Went to the other side. Coated the other half of the truck. Leveled it off, no problems. You saw the water beating because it started raining immediately after I finished. Is what it is, but you know, I put a little top coat on there as well, so it should be fine.
If I remember correctly, you were tripping with the weather because you weren't sure. Yeah.
No, it's wild here. It's rainy season. You know, boat coming in to get detailed. It's wild right now here in the swamp detailing.
The one thing I liked about it too, Jamie, is you did that right, and I tested his because I thought he was lying. We'll bring Tim out when he was. I thought he was lying. He's like, you could leave it on a paint for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on my Tesla glass.
You can't mess it up.
No, you got
can't mess this coating up
because it's easy peasy.
Yeah, it's easy peasy. Amazing. So I put on Tesla glass, waited 24 hours, legit 24 hours, went in, did it, and it just came off. So at that point in time, I said it would be cool to support Tim Coates and Ethos. This mm-hmm. is all
yeah. we're doing. Yeah, because we're gonna when he gets on here, we're gonna recap kind of the early years of Ethos, and I think you know, there might have been a couple hit pieces out coming for Tim, so I want to go over that kind of deal. I think it's time for Ethos to get the recognition it deserves, and I think this is a great collab to get going.
You know what else is cool? Before we get to that,
what's that?
Dark Horse Detailing.
Dark Horse Detailing.
Start
got
that
the
train.
Super chat train going. Appreciate you dropping a $19.99. Let's check out this box I just got in the mail today.
This is priceless right here.
I'm so salty about that, bro. Tim Coates, he didn't even want your stuff in his shop, and he gets stuff first, Tim.
Pop this out of yeah. Pop, make me big. How you make me big?
There we go.
So here we go. You get this box. This is what the collab looks like. Salty. This is the cleaner cast. If it'll focus, let me get out of frame.
Open the box, though. That's nice. That's a beautiful box.
Yeah, it's a box too hard to orient here. But yeah, in the box. Get you a nice applicator. He uses the good stuff.
Ooh.
Nice saver applicator there. And in the box, we get...
Oh, my... Oh, jeez. What is this?
Focus camera.
That's a nice bottle.
My cleaner cast. Easy peasy edition.
My goodness.
And there is a Keep It Real easy peasy edition. So, there's about 200 bottles of this. 100 for cleaner cast. 100 for Keep It Real.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie, why don't you tell him why that is?
All right, so here's what we got going on. This is
I hope Eddie shows his bottle.
Got him! All right, listen, why are you trolling right now, dude? I got you in a minute. I'm gonna come at you hard in a minute.
I won't be able to take it. I'm gonna cry. It's gonna be bad.
No, just go on your phone, dude. Go look at the hockey score.
All right. Let's see.
So the I don't even know what I was supposed to say. I was so upset. What happened?
Why did we do two versions of this project?
So here's what we're doing. So we got a podcast versus podcast. We have 100 bottles each, head to head. How they track it is you use our coupon code. So you'll use KIR10 or you'll use Jamie10. When you go to the site, I think we'll show that in a minute. Our coding's there. And the podcast that sells the most, we're gonna do a Hot Wings edition of questions and answers and our buttholes bleeding.
Just like Hot Ones. We're gonna do a Hot Ones episode.
Well, there's the demonetized right there, I'll tell you what.
Well, yeah, the losers will come on the winners podcast and eat the spicy wings of death and answer some hard-hitting questions. It's gonna be a good time.
Ethan wants to know if they are the same coding.
Yes.
Okay.
They are the exact same coding. It's the easy peasy coding. Yep. The one we tested, the one I used on that Kentworth, nothing's changed. It's got a special edition color. We each picked our color. We designed each of our labels and with the help of Tim Coat. So that's kind of the deal, right, Eddie? Am I missing anything?
Yeah. And then if you help the Keep It Real podcast sell theirs, I'm doing a massive giveaway. Hey, I'm getting order numbers. I'm allowed to say what I want, right? I got to hide myself. I only have 4,000 subscribers. I love all my subscribers. Love you all, but hear me out.
It's my birthday, by the way.
Hey, hear me out. It's his birthday, but hear me out. Hear me out. If the Keep It Real podcast wins, I'm going to do a huge giveaway, massive giveaway if we sell out. If we sell out, Tim, I'm going to need the numbers of everyone who bought, and then we'll draw a name. Help a brother not eat hot wings because I hate hot food. I'll die inside, bro.
But either way, you're winning. This coating's at a great price. It's a great coating. Professionals can use it as their entry level coating. You can coat the whole dang car with it, come back around, level it. It's going to speed up your entry level coating jobs by far. It's just a great coating. If you're new to coatings, it's the perfect first coating to get and practice with, that kind of deal. And without further ado, let's get the man with the plan on himself. Tired of us yapping. Everybody, Mr. Tim Coates from Ethos.
Hey.
What's up, everybody? Happy birthday, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Can't have a high spot edition easy peasy, can he, Tim? Tell us a little bit about the easy peasy coating in this collab.
No, you definitely cannot high spot with it. That was the whole design of the coating. We really wanted something that was approachable for anybody. My benchmark was this, that I could give this coating to my dad or to my mom or someone that's never used a coating before, apply it in their car and not worry about having a high spot, so worrying about issues. Also not sacrificing performance too. So it is a genuine ceramic coating. You're going to get up to 3 years of performance out of it, but not have to worry about the issues that traditional coatings have, like high spots and things like that. So, and we did want it to be really, applicable in a lot of different environments. So it's got a really slow flash time to it. So like Jamie said, you can apply it to almost, entire vehicles at a time, wipe away. And then like Eddie saw in his tests, you're not going to leave a high spot. So, if you do miss something the next day, you can come by and wipe them off too. So it's definitely kind of checks all the boxes for a coating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So developing it, who did you develop it for? Just the enthusiast, everybody, the professional?
Yeah, so basically develop for everybody. The end goal was really try to make a professional level coating that anybody can use. So it applies for someone that has a detail business as well as someone that has some experience detailing as a weekend warrior or a first-time coding application. So checks all the boxes for someone that, they have a detail business, they want to offer this as an entry-level coding, or let's say they're a mobile detailer and they don't have access to garages, they can apply this in the sun or outside. So there's a wide range of people that this coding will apply to and work for. So
yeah, I think it's straight to test big 18-wheeler in the sunlight.
Outside,
I threw it down, in the humid Louisiana environment. I had zero problems. Great, great coding.
That's awesome. Were you surprised by the application of it? Because I know when we had talked, we'd said that the cure time and the flash time was had such a length to it. Were you surprised how easy it was to use?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. You get nervous. All the coatings you work with all the years, you're like, is this going to be real? Is Tim, trolling us all? We're going to have high spots everywhere. But zero problems, easy peasy, like I like to say on everything. And this
it's a great name for a coating, quite honestly.
It is, yeah. Like I said, great design with the labels and stuff, all that good stuff.
There's a couple questions that we have to answer too, Jay, because you did a whole semi, right? Mm-hmm. You did a whole semi. Can you tell us more of the cure time? When we hear outside's a big deal because we have Jamie's in the swamp. I'm inside. So my cure time could be 20, 30 minutes. Jamie, I don't know what yours was, but Tim, can you tell us what cure time is like and what the flash looks like for the people in chat?
Yeah, totally. So it's going to matter based on temperature and humidity. Obviously, if you're in higher temperature, higher humidity, the codeine is going to flash a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. So anywhere, I'd say in extreme conditions, your quickest flash time is probably going to be closer to 10 minutes or so. Upwards, if you're in a colder climate, low humidity, you can get almost half hour of flash time out of it. So
it's wild.
That kind of situation where you have a mid-sized vehicle, you can apply it to the whole car, come back, and it's still going to be rainbowing, still going to be flashing. Ready for you to wipe off. So
yeah, and flash time that really means like you have to wait for that flash time to wipe it off, right? Mm-hmm. Like
correct.
It needs at least 5 minutes. You got a little scared with before I tested my bottle. You were like, oh, this might be a bad batch. Hold off for a second, because test every batch that comes your way, which is tremendous for a company to do. Walk us through that a little bit.
Look at Eddie here. Look at what he's doing. Hey,
take it out.
That's not me.
That's me. Hey.
You see how he put 99 because he actually already ordered one bottle.
For myself.
Starting off 99 to 100. We're already
99. So, yeah, Eddie is in the lead, you guys. So.
Yeah.
Eddie needs help. You got 30 million people. I got my squad. Hey, I need people to show up. There we go.
There's the keep it real bottle. Here you go. Nice.
And speaking of keeping it real, bro, Dizzle Dazzle Detailing.
Woo! There we go.
Coming in clutch, my guy.
Bought the wrong bottle, but we appreciate the $10.
Stop the cat.
We
appreciate you anyway.
Stop the cat.
Yes. Yeah, I guess he's fine. It's because JB can't pronounce his name. That's why he's so excited about him.
It's my guy.
Look, you got to remember who's going to be funnier eating them hot wings, too. I mean, this guy over here sweating.
Oh my gosh, Lord,
get this guy sweat. You don't want to see me and Dewar sweat.
You don't want me to sweat because I'll sweat out of my butthole.
It's gonna be
Eddie's gonna have to have a Klein around his neck.
You've seen him rinse this wash, and he takes the hat off, and steam is coming off the man's head in his YouTube video. What do you think it's gonna be like when he starts eating these hot wings? That's what I want.
And those hot wings are hot, man. That's hot sauce is no joke. Not skimping. It's not Tabasco. We're putting on these hot wings.
Yeah, you've heard the culture, yeah.
Listen, guys, please, if you love me, do not do this to me, because I promise I'm not going to let JB just eat it itself. Me eating hot wings is like me running a marathon. I'm going halfway, and I'm dying, okay?
you drop off, you know?
Yeah. You drop off. So, here's some of the graphics on the website, and it's under the same... I think the same link, and then just have to select your bottle.
Same link takes primarily you to both bottles. Yep, got the link below in the description if you want to go ahead and check it out. It's there.
I mean, easy application, man. Polymer xylazane.
Yep,
man, that's a mouthful.
Yep,
just like Eddie's gonna have a mouthful of hot wings here in a little bit.
Oh, since you left me,
Tim, you guys. Back to application. You got to wait the 5 minutes. Wait for the flash time, and then it's ready. Kind of explain. That kind of deal.
Yeah, so you definitely don't want to wipe off too soon, you know, because I think there's some misconception out there with codeines. When you're applying it to the surface, it's actually achieving chemistry. It's cross-linking and bonding to the surface. So if you are wiping it off too soon before you have enough, you know, covalent bonds forming on the codeine, you could actually, you know, weaken the performance of it. So the biggest tell is going to be in the rainbowing effect. You know, the codeine is going to give you or elicit a really big rainbow when you first apply it, but it's going to start to fade. And once that rainbow pretty much almost fades and turns to a haze, it's ready to wipe off. So that's why we give such a big reference or range for the flash time, because environment's going to change, application's going to change a bit, but it's more the kind of, you'll see the first time you use it, it's really going to be, you know,
it's a pleasure.
Pretty clear.
But can I pull this comment up? Cause I feel like I can't be Aaron. Do I want to win? I can't sell out. I can't. But I do love opting to trash. Does that count? Nope. All right.
You're gonna have to just a reminder for people, you do have to use the code for the respective bottle. And that's the best way to track it for them.
Helps us track things too. And this is going to be, these 100 bottles of each are only going to be the only ones ever made. So we're not going to do this again. Mm. It's really a limited time thing. So I have a bottle I'm putting on my shelf, and it's going to be something where I'm keeping them both. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Right. Yeah. If you haven't used an Ethos coating, like this is the great, jumping point. And they're just pleasure. They're just such a pleasure to use. All the coatings I've been using, I tried the Graphene Pro. Like even it's like so easy, so slick, so nice, just great coding lineup you got. And that brings me to the early years of Ethos, man. Mm. I went back because I remember, what kept me away from the brand so long was this early video came out. You came out with the graphene coating kind of hitting the market running with that. You still got the graphene coatings because you still believe in the science, that kind of deal. And I think they're proven to be great coatings. You know, whatever you think about it, it's not just magic pixie dust. Tim does his work in the backgrounds, does his testing. If he says it improves the coatings, I 100% believe him that it improves the coatings. So this takes me back 3-4 years ago. Dewar, pull it up. This video came out, and this is a very good video. So I don't want to, you know, get it twisted. This was a really good video. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. My comment from, you know, 3 or 4 years ago is probably still there. And this is a Chicago Auto Pros released graphene coating.
Get to the Dr. Beasley versus, guy's line to everybody.
PTSD, man. Every time I see this video.
I was going to ask, does this video, you know, kind of give you some triggers here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the fact that they remove all of our comments and some of the background of everything that happened in that video, it definitely doesn't leave me warm and fuzzy. You know, how it happened from the start wasn't a cool situation. So I don't believe the test was unfair, but I definitely now in hindsight, seeing that, you know, the representative that represented G Technique at the time is now a business partner of his, that there maybe was some bias there. So yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate, but we were one of the first, or I think we were the first consumer graphene coat on the market. So I mean, we were faced with the most controversy because we were the first ones out there. And, you know, tip of the spear gets bloody in that effect where it just, I guess, comes with the territory. But I guess it was a little frustrating for me to face that kind of controversy because I did believe in the science and believe in the product. Mm-hmm. And I think it turned a lot of people away from the coating that potentially would have really saw the benefits of it that never got a chance to.
Yeah. Like
this part was weird
to pick you was weird. Out of, you know, I don't know why you were such a target, I guess, because you were the main graphene coating going at the time, but did you feel like this was almost like a hit piece?
Yeah, definitely. I think, cause I've known Jason Artemis from our time as Modesto installers back in the day. So I thought we had a pretty cordial relationship. But just early on the start of the film and the video, and some of the things that were said back and forth and some of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes, I had a feeling it was not from a genuine place of trying to find transparency and truth and more so of trying to get views and create controversy on purpose in order to drive the traffic. I mean, I think this is one of his top videos because of it is controversial, you know, it's going to get people in the comments.
Right. It almost has a million views. It's one of the bigger videos he's ever done. And it really is a fantastic video. It's a good watch. But yeah, watching it back 3 or 4 years later and knowing, like, I know how good your stuff is and hearing what kind of everybody says through the video, especially when they talk to, you know, Jim from Dr. Beasley's. And
it's the 7th most viewed video on the channel.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's the newest in that top 10 or something, too. It's the most recent. So
can I say something on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because here's the thing, right? If you add, I'm just a question for the chat. Question for chat. Mm-hmm. If you add Kool-Aid inside of water, but don't mix it right, what do you get? So if I add a little bit of Kool-Aid powder inside of a water, but don't mix the right amount or start the chemistry with it, what do I get? Can anybody help me out? You get just Kool-Aid, right? You don't have the right ingredients. Yeah. My guy decided whatever his name is. He did this, right? He takes the bottle, right? And I love Jason. It wasn't Jason. It was the other dude.
No. Yeah.
He takes the bottle and he starts dropping black.
He dropped the magic pixie dust.
And he does this and he shakes it. Like, that doesn't do nothing. But if you look at the video going back, Tim explains that the ROGO is actually incorporated inside of it, causing that polymer linking or that linking between the graphene and the other thing. So I feel like I love Jason. It was a dope video, but Dr. Beasley's dude,
this is a good video.
Was Cap.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. He's the one with a 25-year coating on his website that has failed on Rick's car in 6 months or less. So
who's really capping there? My God, what just happened there?
Get out your nose, bro.
Oh, I just choked on water, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
So why don't you're going to be choking on milk when you're eating hot wings. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'll figure out graphene. But anyway.
Yeah, that was a misunderstanding. Is that I was trying to explain that in the interview a couple times that we're not just adding powder to a formula. It's really not going to do anything. It's not going to bond without a bonding mechanism. The powder graphene does nothing, you know, and it's still continuing to be kind of repeated in that sense and never really stuck, you know, no pun intended. Oh,
I just got like nipple juice on my shirt. But listen, let's talk about Dr. Beasley's because I feel like we got to bring some things up. you're not allowed to say anything, Tim, because you are, you know, that'd be shade. Don't say anything.
Let's put Tim out.
I'll take the hit here. Tim, don't say nothing because you got to keep your brain. You got to be
able to clip this. Yep.
All right. Everyone, us three in chat, everybody in chat. I watched Rad Garage's video.
Rad Garage done washed that video. That vehicle.
Don't bring up Canadian
under the sun. look, dude, we're left high spots on that dang coat and trying to make it thick
the
enough.
The high spots are gone. The coating is gone.
The coating is gone. There ain't soap in the world that can save that coating.
And then here's the funny part about all that. They say this, and this is what's weird, right? Because now you got to be held accountable because you're saying some wild stuff. A coating that says they're hydrophobic, okay, maybe it doesn't last the whole 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. I'll be 60 before you need to coat that car again.
The car be in the junkyard.
The junkyard, right? It's at 100 million miles. But look, he washed it one time. It degraded like my neck does in the sun after the heat hits. I smell like a chicharrón, right? He washed it again. Then he started asking for help. And then we're laughing because I'm like, acid wash, real wash. The coating was cheeks. 5 days of just hard cheeks.
I think we send a bottle of Easy Peasy to Dewar. He goes to the Rad Garage, and I think Easy Peasy holds up better than the 25-year coating.
I bet my money on it.
Yep.
Let's have a moment of silence for 25 years.
So if Rick tunes in, you know, Rick, you never know when Rick's going to tune in or not. That's the challenge. And let us know if you want some Easy Peasy on that mug. Let's get Tim back.
I may have to go up and help him again because, you know, I think he appreciates the assistance.
This one won't take you 2 days to install. Mm-hmm. It won't take you back. Like, yeah.
No stress. No. Yeah. No fuss. And it's good performance. It's not going to wash off in one wash.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
I think Rick would have been a lot more upset if Chris didn't hook him up with it because otherwise he'd be calling at
they
Mac,
treated like,
there, there was a,
they treated
a
our boy Roddy, right? Yeah. They did him good.
So. I mean, there's nothing more disappointing though. I mean, the coating, the process to get to your car to a state to where you can coat it is so laborious. It's so time consuming. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, you would have been better off putting a wax on there or a sealant, you know, and it's like, it's painful to not have someone perform like you expect it to.
Well, to then go or have to go around the vehicle 3, 4, 5 times to layer this, you know, supposedly super thick coating on and then, you know, it's already dying over there. I mean, what waste of time.
And here's the wild part about that. And this is me. I am trying not to troll any company anymore. I'm turning a new leaf in my life, right? I'm going from Grumpy Bear to Lionheart.
New year, new me.
I'm just trying to be doer. I'm just trying to love everybody.
That's right.
But when you make false claims, you become like CNN, my guy, or you make some 25 years.
We're coming for you.
You're gonna get lynched. Targaryen, fire, Iron Throne. We're doing things.
You're coming for the blood. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, they made the video 3 or 4 years ago. You know, we've tested all the coatings, this kind of deal. So it's time for some retaliation.
And it was perfectly done, like David's saying, like everything. Like we used
instructions. Yeah.
I almost mistook NSP 45 for a bottle of suntan lotion.
No. They even put two layers of the little spray coat builder, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that was so weird. Cause he's like, yeah, we have to do this first. And I'm reading it. I'm like, okay. And like, that took a while, you know. And then there was the coating afterwards.
Shoot, so y'all had to go to sleep after that. Y'all had to take a nap and come back the next day and put the
I went ahead and ordered the most expensive thing on the menu and then crashed. So
he got the 4-for-1 wings. This is what's crazy. Can you talk to me as a you can't say names because you got to keep above board. As a company, you don't want to talk bad about other companies because then the chat goes wild. Let me do it for you. I'll take it for you, right, Poppy? All right. So let me ask you.
Snap.
Rat, get on. Bring your balls. Hey, Rat, this guy, Rat, we're talking about your coding.
I'll send Rick the link and see if he hops on.
That's right. Rick, we got you a new coat to put on.
Tell him, Jamie. Get him.
Look, we got
Jamie 10.
Look at that.
We're going to send you a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, you won't take 2 or 3 days to apply it to your vehicle. And I guarantee you'll have better 20 results
minutes.
With an entry level coating from.
They got fun little scents to them too. They're each.
Oh, they do?
Color and scents.
What, what does Keep It Real smells like? Like Puerto Rican.
Don't be sniffing the coating.
It's lime. It smells like a margarita.
Ooh, okay. What's mine?
And then you have berry.
Oh, berry. We like berry.
No, he doesn't. Nice. You saw it. Hey, Tim, he was disappointed. You saw him, Tim? He was like, Barry, oh, this
as long as it ain't cherry.
Hey, there's only a couple solvent-based
sets. That'll work,
you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, it just destroys. So,
can I ask a question, though, about coating layering? So what I'm hearing about in other companies is that they want layers, right? So they want to call building or building a coating up. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on that fake claim? Like, do you believe that you should have to put a paint coating builder, panel prep? You know what I'm talking about? You're hearing these things where build the coating up. Yeah. What value does that really bring instead of wasting my time?
It's not. I never really understood why companies are saying anything more than two layers. Even two layers, the first layer, you get 95% of the performance out of it. The second layer, just like you're painting a wall, it's really going to be for uniform coverage. Right. You're not really adding thickness. And the coatings are really not going to perform based on the thickness of the coating, but and the adherence of it to the substrate and to the surface. So if a coating's not properly bonding and cross-linking to the paint, plastics, whatever you're applying it to, then it's not going to perform, no matter how thick it is, no matter how, you know, resinous or how active the coating actually is in the point. So I personally, most of the jobs I do, I'm doing one layer on. And our top tier package here in my detail business, we'll do two layers just so that we're doing uniform coverage. But I mean, you're, like I said, you're getting 95% of the performance out of one layer. So these brands are saying 3, 4, 5 plus layers or multiple steps. I don't really see the advantage of it, aside from maybe there being some oversteps on the chemistry side to make up for in additional applications. But coatings, good coatings shouldn't be hard to apply. I think that's the technology has come so far now that it doesn't have to be difficult. You don't have to fight it. It should still perform.
Why are they selling this then? Like as a manufacturer of coatings, right, in a company, I talk to Jamie about this all the time, and it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie works in the sun. Hey, everyone who works in the sun, I love you, and you are built different.
Tough work, man.
Right, you're built. Yeah. You are built different. You are a better detailer than I am. Especially you understand how to. Yeah, dude, and especially in the swamp. If you're doing it in the swamp, you're like, you walk out because Jamie gets pissed during the summer. So I don't talk to Jamie between August and September. Yeah. He is grumpy.
Like he's got
Alex, he's grumpy, right?
Just, dude? He got the hat, so he doesn't like, you know, get extremely dehydrated. They got the hat, and you got the freaking, like, I can't imagine being that sticky when I just, like, you go outside. You know, it's not like you're outside for an hour. Like, it's probably instant sticky.
It is. Yeah.
So
I just appreciate you and your, I appreciate ADS DIY. Mm-hmm. I know they sell the stack, but you have one on yours called like the top layer where you sell Max with Easy Peasy. You're just saying that if you want, because Max is real chemical resistance, is super hard coating, right? So if you want the slickness, put Easy Peasy on it. You don't have to. Same thing with the stack. What I don't want is Ceramic Pro. Tim, you can't talk bad about them. You're a company. All right, Ceramic Pro. Gold package is 90 layers. Bro, who wants to put 90 layers on? Time versus dollars. I lost money. My money's gone.
It's tough.
And plus, hold on. Let's bump Tim out of here. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And plus, this is like then they take over your brand. Like, you see Ceramic Pro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you lose your brand. You're wasting time putting all these layers on. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
And I will bring this one up, John Jay. Not sure what he's talking about with the Dollar Tree, but
that's my boy,
no cap,
dude.
I've seen this stuff with the Dollar Tree.
That's my boy.
Heck yeah. We appreciate the $10, John.
Yeah, go get Easy Peasy coating. You know, you can
Rick's
10 times less the price.
I'm excited. I think
you want to get Rick on.
Hey, bring him on. We'll see what he's got to say.
We'll bring him on.
Ask him about Japan.
Bring him on.
Japan, all that good stuff.
I don't want to hear about Japan. I want to hear about his latest watch because it's flat earthers.
But I forgot to talk about this giveaway. We're doing a giveaway at the end of this episode. The
Graphics Pro. Give away your Amex card.
An easy glass kit. So for everybody who's already placed an order, you're entered. You are ready to go. So if you go ahead and place an order with our promo codes, get the limited edition collab, you're entered to win this Graphene Pro and easy glass kit. Tim is going to pick a winner at the 59-minute mark before we go off the
podcast. We'll pick someone that orders, and you get to get a whole Graphene Pro and our easy glass kit.
Easy glass, man.
Can't beat it.
What a pleasure.
Can I give away something? Can I give away something?
You can do whatever you want, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give away Keep Real, Easy Peasy. I'm going to order it right now. I'm going to use my
coupon. You've already bought it.
One person's going to get 52 models here.
This is the story of a girl. All right, go ahead. You can buy one.
I'm going to do a giveaway. I want to do a giveaway. This is a question I want to ask in chat, okay? Okay, this is a good question. What did Jamie call his latest 2 pH wash? What two chemicals did he use in his last video?
Baby.
And you get an Easy Peasy. You just email me. I'll order it tonight. Send it to you. It was on his channel.
All that matters.
See that nice shirt? Reppin'. You can get that shirt at fakedetailer.com.
Very nice shirt.
Yeah, but going back to the that early video, did that make things hard for you, like those early years?
Yeah, it made me out? For sure. I mean, it took a big impact on our business, our customer base, and also just trying to get out there in terms of like, you know, outreach on the YouTube and media and stuff. It was hard to trust in collabs and to work with people because it really, you know, we thought it was a really good product, and to see some of the backlash from people that never even used it saying bad things about it, it was not a fun thing to go through. So,
yeah.
And did a real, like, the best job that we could in kind of damage control and coming out and talking about the science behind it and all that stuff. And a lot of our customers obviously were really receptive of it, but I think people kind of take things at first glance and sometimes just write off entire segments of the market or businesses. And, I think, you know, hindsight is 2020. People have come to see now every brand pretty much out there as graphene and see the benefits of it. So I think it's been proven that it wasn't, the most genuine, video to come from. But it's been definitely a process to come back from that for sure.
How did it impact your business? Because you went silent. You went, what you reminded me of? You were like Gandalf. Yeah. You went Gandalf in the pit and came back Gandalf the white. Like, what happened here? Because you left. I haven't seen you.
Yeah, it was because, I mean, being the public eye, I mean, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We were getting a lot of emails and just kind of like hate mail from a lot of people saying we're charlatans and snake oil salesmen and just discrediting all the hard work that goes into making a new technology. I mean, that graphene coating version one was blood, sweat, and tears of, you know, almost 18 months of hard work building it from nothing. I mean, there's no other, thing that we could pull from. It was really a ground up approach. And then to have it kind of criticized and pulled apart and defeated, it was tough. So I figured, okay, I'll just work on the back end. Do best is make good products and stuff on the back end and stay out of the public eye until, you know, the brands become more mature and people want to, trust it and want to give it a little bit a second glance. So I think it's, DJ definitely went
in the house, dropping the bomb.
Ooh, dang. So Eddie, I got your giveaway winner. I don't know if we want to pop it up now, but we are going to pop in is Ricky Bobby. Woo!
Hey,
welcome to the podcast, Rick.
Guys, I wasn't ready for this. What's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
Nothing much.
I'm doing good, Tim. Good to see you.
So shout out to Gully's Garage, first of all. Shout out to Gully's Garage.
Yep. Gully's Garage. I owe Gully a lot. Yeah.
Yep.
Good to see you all.
Good dude. Good to see you. So, Rick, what we went over earlier was early in Ethos's kind of career, Chicago Auto Pros released a video. It had like, Technic, it had like a comparison with CSL, it had Dr. Beasley's, GM on there talking about graphene, that kind of deal. And then you've recently had, your trial run with Dr. Beasley, and they treated you right. They had a good time, took you to Chicago, all that. Look who decides to join.
Part-timers here.
Anyway, so Rick, tell us your experience with, the Dr. Beasley's coating and how it's going and all that good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, today my car is super clean. I went to the final Flames game of the season last night. I celebrated by washing my car first. The car looks amazing, man. Like, for 140,000 kilometers or 85,000 miles, my car looks amazing. And
especially with no coating on it.
That's why we love the Jones. David came for one reason.
He's out. Well, it comes down to the hydrophobics. I've always been a little lackluster, but honest to God, the car looks great. I think I was a little derelict with my maintenance of the coating.
I disagree.
No, hey, time out, Rick. I love you, and I have mad respect for you because you never shoot people who's done for stuff for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take you out of chat for a second because I don't want you to take kids.
Oh my God!
I don't want to take the kids.
Here we go.
We keep Rick pure.
What Rick is saying is hot trash. He didn't say it. He's saying it's nice. It sucks. All right. The question I have for Rick then: are you recoding your car, or do you love it too much? Okay.
Well, I love new products and. I've never really had a coating for too long. So Tim and I were talking not too long ago, and I think him and I have a pretty cool idea for a video collaboration. I envision doing a Zoom one-on-one with Tim and asking him questions and then having the footage kind of me actually applying the Ethos graphene. I think it's the 2.0, right?
Yep. Yeah, so I think we're talking to the version 2 or doing the Max, one of the two.
Yeah, so I just, you know, this is a hobby for me, and meeting guys like Tim and meeting guys like you, that is paramount. Meeting people like Chris Ricana and Jim and Dr. Beasley's, like, yeah.
It's a blast.
It's been a year. Alex, you were there when we put the Beasley's coating on. We had so much fun doing that. I could care less about the coating. It's more for me about the experience, but there's an opportunity. I work with Tim. We put Ethos on there for a year and see what happens. And then maybe even by then I'll have a new car. I don't know.
We'll, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You want to hear the recap? I'll give you
the recap. Give them the recap.
You're going to wash your car the first time and be like, oh, that's what beating looks
that's
like.
That's what a real coating looks like, huh? Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, that's what beating looks like. Not like, oh, my Lord. Like, the craziest thing that I feel bad about is that you take a lot of time to film your videos. And you take time to wash your car. And the look you made like that, Doc, like that, Teach, that look, like, what's happening? Like, you even, I felt horrible about that. And it was 3 days, and then you had to deal with Dewart laying on your ground.
Oh, man. Yeah. You were there camping.
Yeah.
You treated him nice, though. I think you took
him. I will
get him out a lot faster this time.
I will say, though, Calgary is some of the worst conditions for a coating. Worst or best, however you want to put it.
It's the perfect testing
ground. Winter is tough, for sure.
The most, I mean, like, Calgary is just nasty.
So,
yeah, I'll say, I'm not just blowing smoke here, but the first Ethos graphene I did on the black RS5 belonging to my friend Dave, he was not even nearly as pedantic about maintaining his car as I would be.
Yeah.
So I had it more than a year later. Mm-hmm. And I think people will have seen that video. It's kind of it's probably a year or two ago, but that graphene coating held up better than any coating.
So you've had experience with Ethos before as well. I didn't even know that. Wow. Mm.
Oh, Tim and I go way back.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
You guys were just talking about this. Tim, you took so much crap when you came to market. It was so unfair, I felt. Charlatan, fake oil salesman. I was like, oh, this poor guy. Like, you're a genuine guy who has a genuine passion.
Yep. And he's sexy, dude. Have you seen him without a shirt on? Guy's sick.
He's jacked.
The guy's sick. Like, I want
to
be
there. That's supposed to be private between you and I. What are you saying?
Hey, I'm leaving.
Now who's leaking?
Eddie's going to leak the pics. Yeah. Before we get too invested, I want to give a big shout out to Cars of Kiev. $20. Time to start the RODI fund.
Yep, about Jamie, that time, Kiev. I appreciate you. Yep. Appreciate
and you. Not to be overdone, Master Club,
$50 super chat.
Yeah, comment for Tim. Seeing the brand on podcast versus the way the brand presents social media ads, and even the website seem very different. Social media ads do seem like the sketchy, not so.
You do have some sus ads. What is good?
Yeah,
explain us those ads.
For sure. It's
they're hilarious.
Two different types of environments. Like, I much prefer this long format conversation because we can explain personality comes out, genuineness comes out. When you're you know, competing for ad space on a platform like Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or Google, I mean, you have to stop the scroll, and you're competing against all these other TikTok short form real type content. In order to have any type of profitability in the ads, they have to be in that sort of sense to where they capture your attention and they're fast acting and, you know, they convert. So just based on testing, that's what really has worked in those ad spaces. If we really come from a more professional, like longer format approach, it's not profitable. It doesn't work. Right. So as much as I'd like to go out and say these products are really good and that here's me applying to the car. It's not the average consumer that's scrolling on Instagram or Facebook are not going to stop on that ad and click on it and then learn more. So my perspective is, at least, you know, I'm competing against the F11s and the Hydrosil, all these other companies that aren't good products. If I can capture customers and actually provide them with good products, then it's a win. You know,
that's what I was about to say. Yeah. And when you get that bottle of Resist, you're actually getting a freaking
quality
hard hitting product. Yeah.
So, I am aware it does potentially turn off some customers that see that and maybe have those perceptions. And it's unfortunate. And we're looking at ways to kind of create, you know, a sense of both, you know, sides of it, but it is just something where those spaces are, that's basically what seems to work on those ads.
My favorite is the one where you're holding the big glowing ball of graphene.
you look like Thanos.
The mystery. Yeah. And it's really, I mean, that the whole on the ad side, I mean, we have at any given time, 200 different types of creatives going on. testing. So just different hooks and different offers and all that stuff. And it just a whole system of what works in it. And and sometimes changing the title or adding some funky stuff like that or music or whatever else is what works. But end of the day, the products, the quality is going to be there. And it's just us finding ways to get new people to approach the brand and try stuff. And based on a reorder rate and what we're seeing from our customer base, it's people love the stuff. You know, we, I can count on both hands the amount of returns we've ever had in their entire business. I mean, people buy the products, and they keep them and they buy more and it works.
Hey, real quick. I gotta tell everyone something. I love everyone. Rat Garage. It's good to see you, man. Tim, I love you. I made a commitment to my wife. That's why I'm dressed up sexy.
Yep.
I'm out like Oprah on a baked tan.
All right. So, tell Ben we said hello.
KIR 10. Hope the Keep It Real podcast win.
Look, JD's here now. So, all right. We'll see you later. Appreciate you.
See you, buddy.
See you, Eddie.
And so, we didn't forget about it before I get too invested. Eddie, leave it to Eddie to do a giveaway and then I'll bring it up. So the winner was Brandon Nixon of
Brandon Frost Nixon. Crystal Wash. So congratulations,
Brandon.
Sir.
We'll please
message him.
Yeah, please reach out to Eddie. use code Jamie10 on any purchases you do,
do that.
Continue on.
But Rick, you're thinking about using a. I'd like to see the Graphene Max go on that bad boy.
Yeah,
I think that'd be pretty cool. Be if you were out there, yeah.
Well, here's my vision, right? Alex comes up from, I can't remember the name of the town he lives in. It's
Lethbridge.
Lethbridge. And then maybe we even get Gully to come out from, I can't remember the name of that province.
Desert Saskatchewan.
That's right. But Tim's the mastermind. Tim knows the situation. He knows I love my car. He knows it's a daily driven winter war wagon. He sends up everything we need.
That's right.
And then we open it, and then we all have talked to him about specifics and some tips and pro tips and things like that.
Yeah, he lays out the plan for you.
It all comes together, and people will need a bit of an attention span because this is probably going to be, you know, it's definitely a long form video, but maybe what we could do is practice. I need to start creating some YouTube shorts and, you know, more effective reels. And I know, Jamie, you've been talking about that, like, and you're doing a great job of that. And this could just be the summer where not only do I coat the car with a new product, but I get back to working with Tim. I get Alex out of the house because he doesn't get
out. Got to get Alex out.
No.
Maybe we get Sean here because I know he feels left out.
He does. I always feel so bad for him. You know, every time something happens, he's like, thanks.
Yeah.
I would have come. You know that, right?
Yeah, that would be an epic Canadian collaboration.
Oh, man.
I don't know where you guys are going to stay, though, because you're not both staying in my house.
Look, this is going to go by fast. So, especially with three of y'all. So, they can go home same day for sure with this
knock it out job. Pretty quick.
But yeah, Tim, so Graphene Max, why is it Max? Explain a little bit what that coating's got going on. Because you've been telling me some hard-hitting test results from it, and I'm looking forward to testing that one. I haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah, so our Graphene Max is really our top of the line, most durable product. I really wanted something that we were playing around with in the background that you could apply to any type of application and would just perform no matter what. So it was originally intended for really high, you know, use applications, industrials applications, wheels, brake calipers, that kind of thing. And we noticed our customers are applying it to daily drivers and getting phenomenal results with it. So. Mm-hmm. It really is going to be your max performance, max resin activity layer
there it is.
Possible out of a graphene coating. And
really my color scheme.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for everything. Red and black. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the aggressive. We want something that's just really like this is a mic drop when it comes to the world of coatings. Nothing the market is going to compete with it in terms of durability, performance, and I'll put it against anything that's out there.
Dang. Jamie will probably say it's honey.
Yeah, now, Tim don't make honey coatings.
It's easy to apply. I mean, this I think is easier than most consumer coatings. I think it's in terms of application.
Wild.
It's not going to be difficult at all. So,
and Tim, is there anything special required with the prep process to get to the coating?
No, I mean we do recommend obviously using our detox panel prep, but aside from that, just you know treat it like a normal coating. So full decon wash, you know light polish, that kind of thing. We do want to make sure if there, you know, whatever coating's left on there, we want to properly remove. So, but other than that, it is going to be a faster flash time though. That's going to be probably about 1 to 2 minutes. So definitely smaller, you know, sections for applying it. But applications, you know, pretty straightforward.
Epic. So JB, What you think about this whole deal since you're just now joining us with a
part timer? I said I'll eat the way. I'm excited? Not afraid to eat some hot food, man. Like if we lose, we win. I'll eat it either way. I don't care, but I am excited. Use the code KIR10. Don't use
I'll be such a wimp about eating the hot wings. It's gonna be hilarious.
I say it now, but yeah,
maybe want some hot wings. That's for
if
sure.
We're going through the entire 10 challenge, then yeah, I mean. Bring it.
It's gonna be Rick. You ever seen that hot one show where they eat the spicy ones of death?
I watched a clip of Conan O'Brien, if that's the right show.
Yes,
I don't know. He was hilarious. Yeah,
I haven't watched that one yet.
I think my favorite was Gordon Ramsay when he brought his own lime juice and was just like squirting it in his mouth.
He had all the remedies. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. So if you want to participate, and we're doing a giveaway at the end of this episode, we got 10 more minutes. And Tim's going to give away a Graphene Pro and Easy Glass kit. Links below, one of our codes, whoever you want to support. You can get both codes. You can get either or, that kind of deal. And support the cause and Rick try out a fantastic coding. Rick, what you got?
Hi, I have a question for Tim. Tim, so once the max is laid down and it's been a few weeks and my car's dirty and I wash it, would you use Defy or Resist or do you just let the coating exist on its own?
Yeah, it's up to you. If you want to add a topper to it and you like that and to incorporate that into your detail process, you totally can. And it's something where all of our toppers from our Finish Shine Detail Spray, Ceramic Refresh, Resist will all work on that. So Defy as well. So it's really
I've always loved Defy.
Pick of the trade. Yeah, Defy is really I like that for drying aids too, because it helps with the water spots, that kind of thing. But best case scenario, Cleanse, which is our graphene shampoo, and then Resist, which is our graphene sealant. So
that Resist would be a beast.
Well, since Resist is crazy, right? Like,
I did a wash clay seal with it, and my lord,
it's very slick and very durable. Yeah,
Rick got a part two.
Well, part two is like I have quite a few friends. Thank you, everybody. They send me products. They want to see them featured. Mm-hmm. Will the graphene max? Will that play well with other toppers from other companies, or is there something I need to watch out for?
I don't think this coating's going to give a dang what you throw on it.
You can put battery acid on it if you wanted to.
And I don't think it's going to care.
So, hot dang.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. And you'll see in about a week, there's a video coming out that is going to put it through the ringer, and you'll see that it's bulletproof in terms of durability. So. And in terms of compatibility with the other toppers, I mean, no issues with harm in it. Maybe some streakiness if it's not pairing well. But I do like to stay in the same chemistry family. So graphene with graphene, if you could, versus mixing and matching, but not going to harm it.
Yep. Makes sense. Well, I think JB dropped out. He done flew the coupon. It's back to work. But Rick kicked us off with some Q&A questions. So let's get into some Q&A. Do or ask the good questions for the good people.
So for the easy peasy, our version or the KIR, whoever those guys are, cure time before driving, somebody was asking.
24 hours before it can get wet. You can drive it right away, but we do recommend staying away from moisture. The reason is because the coating, it does cure with moisture. And if you get water on the surface, you have a risk of water spotting and potentially, cause an etching of the coating. But it's not like it's going to wash off. It's just you want to prevent, while the coating's fairly fresh, issue of etching and water spots, things like that. Bird droppings, all those things could definitely damage the coating when it's new.
Well, that's what happened, I think, with the Dr. Beasley's coating on mine. A week after Alex and I did the whole process, I was out in a place called Radium, British Columbia, and there was a forest fire nearby. And for a week, my car was getting ash falling on it. And I came back to town thinking it was going to clean up real nice, but there was water spotting. It was a lot to ask for a fresh coating. It killed me, Alex, because we put so much time into that. Yeah. And I could see the fire falling from the sky, literally landing on my car. But
it's not something you really plan for when you're laying the coating down.
No, gotta start. Yeah.
Well, you got lye in that ash, especially if it gets wet, and it can cause all sorts of issues with it.
Mm-hmm. Detailing Made Simple was just kind of mentioning that this is so easy that it could most likely replace your spray coatings. Which, again, like you mentioned, it's all the work ahead of time. The coating is the easy part. That's the fast bit.
God, it's fun coating your car.
Yeah.
And that's the icing on the cake. You've done all the hard work, and it's the last bit that takes you all the way, and it's definitely the best part.
Oh, Mike. Becca was asking if there's any stickers with the special edition ones.
There isn't, but that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should make some for those. We can definitely get some
decals. Decals. Decals.
Canadian friends.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what you said. I was like, what did he say?
And then Aaron was asking, so don't order through Amazon, only on the website.
Correct. Yeah, it's only available on the website. It's not going to be available on Amazon. Our regular ECPs is available there, but this is strictly through website, through the links in the video.
And Keith was saying it's about a one-year protection.
ECPs will get you up to 3 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
But it's so easy. Like, it's a great, you can, if you're a professional, you can replace your one-year coating with this coating, over-deliver, speed up the detail.
Yeah, I don't want people to you know, think that because the coating is so easy to use, it's not going to perform. You know, this really is going to be in line with other ceramic coatings in the market. But the real you know, sticker is that it's such an easy product to apply. So you should expect really good water beading, really good chemical resistance, and durability out of it still.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did that last question, was he talking about like installation stickers?
I'm not sure.
I think just like a fun put on a cabinet sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant like that goes in the door jam. This car is protected by.
Yeah. Tim, do you have any of those?
We typically do for our Graphene Pro coating. We have a warranty brochure. But no, it's like door jam stickers or anything like that. Yeah,
not to skip ahead, Dewar, but this guy had a good question. DMB mobile detailing. Mm-hmm. He said, if Max is bulletproof, then why isn't that the Pro? So kind of
talk
through that. Because I thought Pro was the Pro one too. Yeah, that's why I never tried the Max. So now, walks through it.
The goal of Max and the chemical makeup of Max is more tailored towards, or was more designed for durability in terms of like chemical resistance, MR resistance, things like that. Pro, really, we wanted someone that was going to be a good balance between water beading, gloss, and application. So durability are all going to be pretty similar, but Max is going to edge out Pro in terms of chemical resistance. But Pro is going to give you a slightly more glossy shine, slightly higher water beating, and slightly easier install as well.
I can hear Rick's gears turning.
Yep. Pro is such a breeze. It's so nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Pro, it's a great product. You know, they're close in performance for sure.
Nice. So get your thinking cap on.
That's right.
Give some studying.
Yeah. We can definitely pick whatever one you want.
Yep. Nice. Yep. All right,
Dewar. And Becca's asking the real tough questions. What if we order both under one code?
Ooh,
that is a good question. It should apply to whatever the code is, you know, whoever's using it. So, it should work for both.
It's a tough one. But, yeah, you can buy both. Just go ahead and do it. Yeah. No big deal. We'll figure it out. We'll play rock, paper, scissors or something.
Are we going to talk about my Ethos code? Or are we just not going to?
What's your Ethos code, Rick?
Rick, are you still on the internet?
Plug it, where are you?
I've been a little
in Japan. We don't even know what's going on, Rick.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I've been busy, but I got some exciting spring and summer stuff in the pipe.
I'm looking
forward to it. Hang in there, everyone.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. So, Brandon, what coating does Tim use in his packages, the Pro or the Max?
Yeah, for our detail packages, we typically use in Pro on the paint as well as the plastics, and we use Max on wheels. We use Max on lower parts of the car as well, too. So we kind of piece it up in terms of application.
Mm-hmm. And Mike G was saying that Easy Peasy can be used as a top coat. Can you go into the benefits of this?
Yeah, so the polymer xylazane that's in Easy Peasy bonds really well to almost any substrate. So we found that in our testing that it really works well as a topper. Like, say you want to add a coating or add some more performance to a coating that's out there, or our graphene coatings itself, you will get some. It would bond really well, and you get some also additional benefits to it as well.
Love that. Yeah, that coat will get you all the discounts. And then DMB question for the Q&A session. In order to get 10 years out of Pro, do you recommend two coats on the vehicle, or is one coat enough?
Yeah, for Pro we do two coats for that.
Okay,
so in order to get the full 10-year longevity out of it.
Perfect. And then Becca, kind of going off the coating train here, what's the difference between Speed Wax and Pro Wax? Pro Wax have filling properties, just curious.
Yeah, so Ceramic Pro Wax is really our it was one of our first products we released. It's now on its third version. That's going to give you the full 12 months of durability. It's going to give, you know, hand application more like a paste wax. Also some light filling abilities and some light scratch, you know, fixing properties too. Whereas the speed wax is kind of just a spray and wipe product. Use it as a drying aid or use it as like a topper or as a, you know, spray TTL product as well.
Yeah. Right. I was asking you about this because the Pro Wax, I was like, so you're telling me this is all in one? I can put it on polish.
Eventually.
It's going to kind of do minor correction, lay down protection at the same time. And I was like, why are you calling it a wax? And you explained that that just connects to a wider audience. It's kind of like your, you know, funny ads you do on Facebook and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of it's something that we definitely have to. What we found in our testing that it works best for people's recognition in that sense. Yes.
I want to put a Pro Wax to test for sure because I'm looking for a new all-in-one that's actually going to last quite some time. So
yeah, and we have a new version on the horizon that's coming out very soon, and that's really going to be I think impressive.
Ooh, heck yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. There we go. But yeah, that's all the time we got for the questions in the chat. It was a very active chat, so we appreciate everybody.
Yep.
And again, Jamie Tan or KR, depending on the coating that you want, we'd appreciate it because there is a limited supply.
They're look, someone's got to eat these spicy wings. Someone's going to have their butt hurt, you know, real bad after this next podcast. So as soon as one of us reaches zero, you know, that's they will be declared the winner, and the losers will have to come on the opposing podcast, eat the spicy wings of death, and answer some hard-hitting questions. So everybody, thanks for coming on. Tim, what you got on the way out?
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing one of the teams eating the hot wings here. We do have a giveaway. So out of everybody.
Oh yeah. I almost forgot. I'm glad. Yeah.
I do have a question queued up. If unless Tim had a better one.
No, he's got whoever ordered.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever made an order good. Within this yep. hour
makes my list
entered into the. Yeah. You're on. You're off this week, dude.
Oh, perfect. Nice.
So, but we can ask him a question. You know, Eddie gave away a coating, so I think I'm gonna give away a coating too. So, you know what, dude? We'll pop up the question, ask it, and let's give away one of our coatings too, because they already got a lead on us giving away.
So we doing lower 48 for the giveaway?
Yeah, lower 48.
Okay. So
you ship to Canada, Tim.
what food is the coating sale loser eating?
There you go. What are they eating?
Oh boy!
What is Eddie and JB going to be eating?
JB is excited. I could see it.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, he's ready. He's built for this.
Oh man! Okay, bunch of things just came up. Looks like our winner is
holy moly
XXM Ghost.
Nice.
There we go.
Yep. Just email me at thecleanerjamie@gmail.com.
Ghost is winning back and forth.
Did he win on y'all's shows. Podcast?
Yeah.
Man, he's racking up. Then I'll send you one of our coatings. For sure. Just give me your info at the email or Instagram, that kind of deal. All right, Tim.
Cool. And I do have a winner for our giveaway for the Graphene Pro and Easy Glass kit. We have a David Vidko.
Ooh, heck yeah.
There you go. So where can he email you, get that info? Or you probably got his information already. So
yeah, I got his info here.
There you go.
Or you can email me sales@ethoscarcare.com, or I'll reach out if I don't hear from you, David. So congrats on winning that. We'll ship it out to you ASAP.
There you go. He's gonna be stocked with his coatings. Got the glass.
He's ready. Yeah, he ordered both coatings. So
oh damn,
yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep. JB, what you got on the way out, sir?
Use the code KIR10.
Give him your pitch.
Ethos Car Care and get yourself a coating. But you can also use Joey10 for like another week or so at the Rag Company till my reign is over as your ambassador.
It's been fun. Nice.
That's all Rick, I got.
Hit him with the plugs, Ricky boy.
Well, I'm just back from Japan. I have an Ethos code too.
No, throw it out there for the good people.
Yep.
Dang. Rad Garage. All there one word.
Pretty simple first, there.
It's a 10. did anyone see my Matt Mormon video?
I did.
That was awesome.
I actually enjoyed it, Rick. It was nice.
I did not.
No, I did not.
JB's a hater. I watched my boy. I'm definitely not going to miss Rick.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
No, you made it very entertaining. Good stuff, Rick. I liked all your choices. You know, you gave him some under the radar hitters. Yeah. You know, some trunk towels.
The trunk towels were the best.
Some good stuff. I liked it. I liked it a lot. So
I got good stories. Oh, and just before I go, I've said this many times in different places, but Tim, the video you did with Adonis and that BMW M5 probably 10 years ago.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Okay, that's why I do videos.
Oh, heck yeah.
The idea in my head, I'm like, yeah, why don't people concentrate on the beauty of car detailing more like that video? I stole the reverse drip from you.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
You did it with soap. I did it with foam.
You've truth taken it so out. Far, Rick.
You've inspired
it's cool, it's cool to have inspired you. I mean, I really enjoy watching your videos to this day, and I see you going back, commenting on that video every once in a while too, man, and it brings me back to
every couple of years or even once a year. I go, I still love this video.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Go check it out if you haven't checked that.
Tim, you got us a current score at the end of the hour here, and we'll get
don't
you
embarrass
out
them like that.
Current score. I'll have to do the math on the back end. I think it's a pretty close race.
Oh boy,
I don't have the exact tally yet.
Look, I might run outside right now and make a video.
There we go.
Eddie's out to dinner, so you got an advantage.
That's right. Oh, I got that. He ain't got his coat in yet.
Nope. That's right. Oh, my God.
I can run outside right now. Look at this bottle, people. Look how styling and profiling it is.
It is. I'm pretty excited that they're scented. I didn't know
that. Look, it's big, dude. What are we doing here?
You got to go back a little bit. It's just blurred. There we go.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Get Rick out of here. There you go. Give the people what they want there.
Yep.
Look at that beautiful bottle.
Oh, Jamie10 to get that discounted cost.
I think you guys want to know who's in the lead right now?
Yeah, give us the score. Let's see what we got.
If it's Eddie, we're ending it now.
That's right.
It looks like the Keep It Real podcast is in the lead right now. So he's got about 8 bottles ahead of you. So.
Dang. All right, people. Come on now. Get on there, get the cleaner cast one, and we'll see you.
Eddie knew he left, and he knew he just
Are they all from Eddie?
They're probably
he just signed his kids up for new credit cards.
They're probably half of these over here.
You're all going to the same address. That's
Pocatello. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week on the cleaner cast. Appreciate it, everybody.
See you guys.